Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Mem in Meseches Psachim is defining matzah shmura and applying it to the halachos of machine matzah as discussed by the poskim. On the bottom line of Mem Amid Aleph, Rabba says, Lahani de mahapchi kipi, for those who are involved with turning over the wheat after it's cut, kima prisu epichu l'shem matzah, turn it over l'shem matzah, writes the Beis Yosef, Kleimer, in Simin Tuf Nun Gimel Sivdalid, Hizaru shalova aleim mayrim. Be careful that it doesn't come in contact with water. The riff on our Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph and the Dapim of the riff, as well as the Rambam in Perek Hey, make a big deal about our Gemara and say we see from here that you need Shmira Mishas Ktsira. However, the Ran points out that one should not understand the riff as saying that it would be Ma'akev, but rather it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. The Ran also points out, and this is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Tuf Nun Gimel, that it's clear from our Gemara that this requirement of Shmira only applies to matzah of mitzvah, and that's also mukhrach from our Gemara. That the Gemara says, 10 lines from the bottom, Bitseko shel nachri, if it was a dough that was made by a guy, you're allowed to eat it in Pesach, you just can't use it for matzah's mitzvah. So presumably, this heightened requirement of ushmartem es ha-matzahs, if one knows, as the Gemara tells us in the third parak, we'll get to it further in Daf Yomi, there are certain ways of looking at the matzah, knowing for sure that it hadn't undergone the process of chimutz, despite the fact that there was no active shmira, nevertheless, they could be used. You know for sure that it is not chametz. Only for the matzah's mitzvah, there's a requirement of ushmartem es hamatzahs. The Rif and the Rush write, the lechatchila, that's how the Ran understood the Rif, that one needs to be active already Mishas Ktsira. We've spoken in the past in the sensational or fascinating discussion of ni custom of Satmar Chasidim of guarding the matzah even when it's still growing from Chimutz. We discussed on Daf Lamed Hey the different approaches of the postkum of what does Mishas Ktsira mean. But now we're going to point out that from our Sugya, the Rishonim understand that you do need Lechatchila Shmira Mishas Ktsira. The Taz in Simin Tuf Samach, Sifkat and Aleph, is bothered by a basic question, and the Taz's Yesod will set down a beautiful construct that will be helpful in applying some of the halachas of Shmura Matzah. The Taz is bothered that in Simin Tuf Samach, the Mechaber seems to be more lenient when it comes to the requirement of a Jew doing Shmira on the Matzah, Mishas Ktsira. The Mechaber writes, Ein Loshin Matzah Smitzvah, V'lo often also al yidei ein a Yehudi. You're not allowed to have the matzah mitzvah done by a goy. And it seems that the requirement of the Jew's involvement is only milisha. Now, if you recall in our Gemara, as we pointed out, a goy cannot make it matzah mitzvah. Yet over here, problem of the nachri only is mishas lisha and not mishas ktsira. The Taz points out that sugya that the Mechaber is referring to in Simin Tav Samach could very well be dealing with a case of Yisrael Oymed Al-Gabov, that the Yisrael is watching the whole process, and the chidush of the halacha is that the Yisrael watching is not enough of the shmira mishas lisha. He has to actually be actively doing the matzah, making it. If the Yisrael is not making it, so then in such a case, it's lacking in Ushmartem es ha-matzahs. However, that moment of requirement only begins when it comes to Lisha. Prior to Lisha, if there's a Yisrael Omid al-Gabav, that would be enough. Why? Because prior to Lisha, the requirement of Shmira, argues the Taz, is just to prevent from Chimutz. Then there's a more active requirement that the Yisrael make the matzah itself, if that's so. As long as the Yisrael is Omid al-Gabav up until the moment of Lisha, so then in such a case, the Mechaber paskins that's going to be acceptable. In Shiurim on Machine Matzah, you could listen to it on both YU Torah and Torah Anytime, I believe we discussed this dichotomy of Matzah Shmura, one to prevent from Chimutz, and the other that there would be a requirement that the Yisrael do an active action of making the matzahs, which clearly emerge from this Taz. The Taz says that both are requirements, but the requirement of Shmira up until the Lisha is a requirement to prevent simply from Chimutz, and from Lisha and afterwards, then there is a mitzvah, Shmartem es ha-matzahs, to be actively involved in making the matzah. Hence, an Omid al-Gabav will be acceptable up until Lisha. This definition, of course, is very much critical in discussing the halachos of machine matzah. I gave you a reference to previous shiurim that we've had on this, and there's a nice summary of it as well in the Masifta edition on Daf Mem. However, I'd like to apply it now to another topic that we've not discussed in the past, and that is a new chumrah that I've noticed, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, for matzos mitzvah, and that is that there are some who generally use hand matzah and don't use machine for matzos mitzvah. In the machine matzah shir, we've argued that it could very well be that matzos mitzvah would be entirely acceptable with a machine, but some have introduced another issue, and that is that when the grain is cut from the ground, it is normally cut, of course, by a tractor. Now, is that acceptable? At the end of the day, could a machine qualify as Yisrael Omeid Al-Gabov? And is it the same type of hidur as if we would charge Jewish labor, which is quite expensive, avodas yad mishas ktsira for matzah? Some are familiar, we have this discussion in regards to tzitzis. Now there are some who are machmir that to do the grinding and even the ktsira, both biyad. So let's analyze this for a moment. Let's talk about first, even if we're going to say that a machine is not the appropriate ushmartim es hamatzos, which we've discussed in previous shiurim, that the Torah's Rafael, Reb Rafael Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, the father-in-law of Reb Chaim, did not feel this way. Even if one would argue such a thing, it could very well be that, as we see in the dichotomy of the halacha, that that's only milisha ve'elech. However, prior to lisha, even a Yisrael Oymeid Al-Gabe Goy is going to be acceptable. Why? Why should there be a distinction? At the end of the day, didn't the Rif Paskin that there's a requirement of Shmira Mishas Ktsira? The answer is, as we saw in the Taz, the Mechaber also Paskin, that Yisrael Oymeid Al-Gabov is acceptable. Explain the Taz, there are two stages. One is the Shmira Michimots, and Yisrael Oymeid Al-Gabov is going to work. If a Jew is supervising the machine, and it's been proven over and over again, that in terms of error, there is a smaller margin of error when it comes to machine work than human work. Human error, as a rule, obviously this needs to be tested in each particular situation, is more likely than a machine error. Then if that's so, a Yisrael standing over a machine, if he presses the button, it would be at least good as a Yisrael Omeid Al-Gabe Goy. Because the only requirement is to prevent from chimutz, from the lisha and on, of course, then it could very well be that Yisrael Omeid Al-Gabov would not be enough, and a machine would not be acceptable. So therefore, the new hidur of being machmir, that the grain be cut by hand, and even those who are not machmir, that the grain be cut by hand, to have the grain ground by hand, would seem that, according to the Taz, is not necessary at all. Even according to those who believe that a machine can't qualify as ushmartim, as hamatzis. Finally, of course, we may mention of the tshuva of the Torah's Rafal. This was a big machlekes, and here there was a large divide between the Hasidisha world and the Litvisha world. Whether a machine can do ushmartim es hamatzis just like a person can, the Torah's Rafal argued that as long as the machine is initiated by human action, by someone pressing a button, then that would even be considered as if the action was done by the individual himself. But we're pointing out that even if one did not go with that Taurus Rafal, and one looks at the machine as not being considered done biyad Yisrael, the chumrah of have Rechaim Shel Yad, despite the fact that Shmira Mishas Ktsira is definitely a chumrah that emerges from the Gemara itself, nevertheless, according to the Taz and many others, that requirement of Shmira is only Shmira from Chimutz, and if one would be assured that a machine, which is sometimes even better than a human being to prevent from Chimutz, it could very well be that the machine, if it is more reliable, would actually be better than the Hidur of Rechaim Shel Yad. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Mem.